This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Roth.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. It's your sports bros, Rob and Sook. I'm Rob.
Sada.
Big Sook's right over there.
Right here.
With dude.
And it is official. Joey Harrington is in the building.
Warming up as we speak.
The ladies were lined up at the door welcoming him and his handsomeness. And his hair looks on point again.
It's on point.
So what's going down today is that he'll be on with us in studio at 5:30. But right before he comes on, we're going to go out there. We've already set up the course and everything. We did this earlier today. We have set up the 40 yards here in the building. It's raining out.
We had to do math to do this as well.
Yeah, we measured it and everything. We didn't just step it off. We measured it.
No, me and Rob looked like a couple of idiots. We had a 15-foot tape measure. We had to use it 6 or 7 or 8 times or something.
Well, yes. So it's, you know, obviously 40 yards is 120 feet.
By the way, we had to all make sure we're like, that's multiple times.
Triple
it was
checking
asked.
The math.
Yeah, three feet. Yeah, we're good. All right. We got it.
So Buck and I measured it by increments of 15 feet.
Yes.
And it works out here in our vast hallways here at Odyssey Portland. We have the room. And so Joey is back there currently being massaged. And he is limbering up.
I will say he does look like he is taking this seriously.
Yeah, no, he's not messing around.
No.
And what he's attempting to do is power walk the 40 in under 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't really remember how that came about last week, but
it seems important to him.
He wouldn't let it go. And so we're like, all right, come on down.
Let's do it.
He texted me again today. He's like, when are we doing this?
And as far as we know, if he does this in under 10 seconds, it will be the fastest 40 ever walked by a former first-round NFL quarterback.
That's right. So we'll do a couple segments here. Then we'll go out. We'll have him attempt to shatter records, and then we'll come in here and talk about it. Okay?
Let's do it.
All right. That's what we're
doing. I need something to cheer me up at this point.
Yeah, BYU looks really bad.
Yeah. So it's 41-20 at the half. And I just want to put this in context. First off,
he's already switched it to hockey, folks.
Yeah, I've moved on to the Red Wings at this point.
I'm also not watching your game anymore.
My $10 is gone. It's not coming back. We're not
rest in peace.
We're not covering the 7.5. First off, the officials need to blow the whistle. It's like prison rules out there. It's ridiculous. We're getting mugged. We're getting roughed up left and right. BYU has 7 personal fouls and 9 turnovers. Would you care to guess how many field goals
we've 7 achieved? Fouls, 9 turnovers. You have 20 points.
20 points.
So you probably only have, I'm going to guess, 6?
6 field goals. We have more turnovers and more personal fouls than we do field goals. And I don't know about you, that's not a recipe for success.
It's not looking good for you guys.
No.
But we knew Houston was good.
Yeah.
And like I told you yesterday, I told you this. You guys are a good team. Sometimes it's great to get your ass kicked in the conference tournament, go home early, get some rest, get a little pissed off, more focused for next week. Next week is what matters, yeah. Not this.
Well, as long as we don't play Houston, then I think we're okay. God, they beat us by 31 the first time around. Rob, they're pacing a 42 on this one. And by the way, Houston can't shoot. They're shooting like 28% from the three-point line, and they're still winning by 21.
All right. Coming up tonight in the club, we have the latest battle in the great tipping debate.
It's getting heated out there.
We have pit bulls shooting people now. And it's bad enough they attack people.
Yeah.
And now they're shooting people.
Oh, so the dog's not the rapper?
No. The dogs.
Okay. Yeah.
The dogs. Yeah.
I had to take my dog to the vet today to get a shot. And look, you can get whatever kind of dog you want, but God, the idiot pit bull owner that refuses to control his dog, it's one of the most infuriating things that I have.
Those are high energy dogs. I mean,
it's just losing its S in the middle of the room. And there's like 5 other dogs and like all of the other owners are all sitting there with our dogs on the shortest leash possible, all being like, oh my God. And then there's one idiot that's oblivious to everything and his dog that's growling and snarling. I kept waiting for the damn vet to ask him to take his stupid dog out. No, didn't happen. It was just upon the rest of us to be terrified of his unhinged dog.
They're eating the dogs.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
Right now, the hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
Taylor Swift, that's heated.
Number five.
It's round 2 at the Players Championship.
Let's see what you did there.
What if they change it next year to the Players? From the Players to the Players.
I was telling you earlier, that's one of the cleanest and best logos in all sports.
Yeah, Buckley made an interesting observation about the Players Championship logo. Mm-hmm. It's in all caps.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And it looks great. And then they got the little guy swinging there.
And it looks great for the logo, but then when it gets spelled out, like in print publications,
always
it
all
still has to be all capitalized. And then I think it looks weird, like it's supposed to be an acronym or something.
I like it. I'm in favor of removing. I want the Players to be the...
The Players.
The Players. To take the place of the PGA Championship.
Leaders are Minwoo Lee, lefty Akshay Bhatia. They are 11 under. JJ Spahn, 10 under. Colin Morikawa, Rory McIlroy, and Ryan Buckley upstart. Alex Smalley are 9 under. Scottie Scheffler, once again, cannot putt, but he's still 5 under. He is tied for 17th. Oh, I have one other note.
Justin Thomas?
Yeah.
Number 4.
I should get that in. Justin Thomas needed to par 18 to set the course record, but he hit it into the water like a boob,
yeah.
And he made bogey. So he ties the course record with a 62. He went 10 under. God!
And he looked livid, by the way. Finished the round shooting at 62, and it looked like someone had kicked his dog.
The Chiefs sign another quarterback. Yesterday it was Gardner Minshew. Today they land the not-so-great Bailey Zappi. Meanwhile, still nothing on Aaron Rodgers. Athletic reports the largest offer on the table for Rodgers is from the Giants. Apparently the current holdup is that the Vikings are reportedly still deciding what they want to do at quarterback, and Rodgers is giving them that time.
Yeah, so Pittsburgh and the Giants both want Aaron Rodgers. Minnesota may not, but Rodgers would much rather go to Minnesota, so... I didn't even think he goes to New York. I mean, if your Rodgers in Minnesota doesn't want you, why wouldn't you go to Pittsburgh? And that's a better situation than what the Giants have.
Minnesota 1, Pittsburgh 2,
yeah.
Retire 3, Giants 4.
Number 3.
Nate Biddle tried to keep him in it, but Jackson Schellstad was awful. Top seed Michigan State advances in the Big Ten tournament, as heard here on The Fan. Schellstad had, I think he had 8 points?
He went 0 for from the three-point line, and yeah, I think he had 8. Biddle had 22 to lead him. And
yeah, they lost 74-64.
It was 43-44 at one point, and then Oregon didn't score for 5.5 minutes, and Michigan State went on a 15-0 run, and thanks for coming.
Sparty moves on to face 5-seed Wisconsin, who bludgeoned 4-seed UCLA. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Minnesota fired its coach yesterday. Today, Iowa follows suit. Big Fran McCaffrey is out after 15 seasons. The Big Ten game currently in progress is Maryland, Illinois, and Maryland is absolutely smoking them.
Yeah, just wiping the floor.
76-48. How about that?
Number two.
More conference tournament action. We've got number one Duke without Cooper Flagg handling North Carolina 45-24 at half.
A lot of people thought that was going to be a close game or maybe even North Carolina an upset. Wrong.
Not so fast. In the SEC, number four Florida leads number 21 Missouri at the half 50-37. In the Big 12, number two Houston 41, 17th ranked BYU 20 at the half. The good game going on right now is St. John's has taken the lead over Marquette in the Big East semifinals. It is 51-45 with 15 minutes left there.
Yeah, Marquette's been leading most of that game, and the Johnny's making a big comeback here.
Other finals, number three, Auburn beat Ole Miss today, 62-57. Tennessee advanced, beating Texas 83-72. That's bad for the Longhorns because they're trying to get into the big dance. And then Memphis over Wichita State, 83-80 in the American Athletic Conference quarterfinals.
Go Ducks.
Come too far together. Stop now.
Oregon, by the way, solidly in. Currently projected as probably a 5 or 6 after this one.
Right where they want to be.
Number 1.
It's no fun being a 1.
I wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't.
No. It's not happening.
And the Seahawks have landed free agent receiver Cooper Kupp, guys.
Yeah.
3 years, $45 million. He said he wanted $15 million a year.
That's a decent chunk of change. And
he already got it.
I understand why you're doing this. You didn't have a receiving core. But, I mean, he's going to be 32 years old. The last 3 years, he hasn't played anywhere close to a full season. And when you look not just at the numbers, but you look at some of the advanced analytics, like, you know, success catch percentage, separation, like who's getting open. It's not good. This is a bad trajectory for Cooper Kupp. There's a reason why the Rams didn't even want to talk about a renegotiation. They just wanted him gone. And so, well, I understand the whole homecoming thing. Be really careful about paying 30-plus-year-old receivers. They don't age well. And, you know, Adam Thielen had a little bit of resurgence, you know, doing this in Carolina. But this is kind of a risky move for Seattle. And that's not chump change. That's a decent amount of money. So risky. But if Cooper Kupp does have something left in the tank, this could end up being good. But I just would caution that the Cooper Kupp from 4 years ago is not walking through those doors up in Seattle.
What else I could say? Oh, I have one other Seahawks note. Seattle, they're going to kick the tires on free agent guard Tevin Jenkins.
Well, thank God.
He's going to visit on Monday.
They need to do something because the biggest problem they have is still along the interior of that offensive line. And so far, they've done nothing to address it. Although Schneider met with the press yesterday and he did say there is still time to address that. And obviously in the draft, but you can't go into the season with that offensive line and Sam Darnold, who's very much a pressure-sensitive quarterback, and think that that's going to be fine.
So Jenkins is the former second-round pick of the Bears.
Yes.
2021. They actually rated him the 18th best guard in the league last season, Pro Football Focus did.
Yeah, it took him a while to get going. He had a rocky start. He's the best available interior lineman left.
Yeah, his issue, they say, is durability.
Yes.
So the Seahawks are going to have him in on Monday.
Yeah.
The Hot 5 at 5 brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, 19 locations across Oregon and Washington, now in Lacamas Square in Vancouver. Find a location near you at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. We're going to hear from Dan Lanning next on The Fan. All right, welcome back. We are just moments away from Joey Harrington trying to set the world record for fastest speed walked 40.
By a former first-round NFL quarterback.
But before we get to that, we'll do that next break, and then we'll bring him on here to either gloat or shame him. I got Dan Lanning audio.
Oh. What's old Daniel up to?
Well, you should know this. It's springtime.
Ah, old spring ball.
Let's find more sun.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
They had spring practice number one.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple minutes of what Dan Lanning had to say. Would you like to hear it?
Let's hear it.
I don't think you would like to hear it.
I would want to. I would like to.
You do know that?
I do. I do know that.
Well, he talks in here about spring games, which are kind of going away.
In some places.
Around the country.
I mean, USC booted theirs. Texas booted theirs.
Nebraska.
Shut it down.
Yeah. But he loves spring games.
Yeah.
Here's what he said.
I think I've said it before. I've been around a lot of day ones that weren't great. But our guys did a good job there, playing with great energy and enthusiasm. You know, some early mistakes, but we've also had a lot of time to prep for practice one. So it's going to be about how we can learn and move forward from here, going to open it up.
Will you be playing actual football in the spring game? And why or why not will you be doing that when the trend is to not do that?
Yeah, I think it's the best way for us to get better. We're absolutely going to have a spring game, play football in the spring game. You know, you just mentioned new faces. I think that's a great opportunity to create, you know, Autzen's one of those places. We have a spring game. It's a game day environment. Creating that environment for those players, the competition that exists in that, and the, you know, just our fans, what they bring to that, I think is a huge piece. So for me, it's the right way to cap off the spring. And as long as I'm here, we'll be doing spring games.
Second row on the left here. Quarterback's a position you could have gone poorly. You didn't. Can you kind of speak to what you liked with the returners and then just broadly this group and the competition for spring?
Yeah, I love the group that we got. You know, we got a bunch of cerebral guys, talented guys, some guys that bring different skill sets, you know, in that room. It'll absolutely be a competition. It's competition at every single position on the field for us. And, you know, competition is what makes everybody better. So excited to see those guys grow, but they've done a good job. You know, we've added some wrinkles this offseason that are a little bit different, and they've done a good job absorbing that and executing it.
The practice fields obviously look a little bit different now. You guys were in Autzen today. Was that going to be the plan this spring? Are you going to be in the mow at all? Is it going to be all at Autzen? Just curious.
Yeah, the great benefit is we still have two fields that we can use, you know, to our disposal. And I'll say this, the opportunity for growth as a program, it means continuing to invest in the program. And you look out in our backyard right now, there's a lot of surgery going on in those fields with the opportunities that are coming with, you know, new buildings, new practice fields. So that's a challenge that we certainly welcome, you know. But, yeah, we still have access to the Mo, still have the opportunity to play in Autzen, so a lot of fields that we can use.
Yeah, all right, so a couple things there. But main thing, the spring game, he's all about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's one of those guys that does seem a little bit old school in competition, and they do run an actual more of a game than most. A lot of times it becomes more of a glorified scrimmage.
Is it really a game day environment down there?
I don't know. I mean, they look on the West Coast, it's the closest thing you're going to get. I mean, yeah. Not many people have, even, you know, when they attempt it.
The last few years, they've been getting around 20,000 people, yeah. Which like dwarfs any other previous Pac-12 schools.
It's not game day, but it's enough, and you can go through kind of the, you know, you can kind of go through the motions of what you would do to get ready for a game, because there's new faces, although not nearly as many. I think there's 3 or 4 projected starters on the offense that are transfers and 2 or 3 on defense, so it's not like last year where you had an entirely new group. You know, but like when you got 3 new faces on your O line that are coming in, I think there's an element maybe you want to have them play at Autzen for the first time, you know, in a game like environment. And he just doesn't really, I mean, the idea of people poaching players, or because that seems to be the conventional wisdom right now for teams that are canceling it, they don't want other schools to see their backups in game action. They and Lanning doesn't appear to be really afraid of competition.
Oregon had 40,000 at their spring game last year.
Yeah, 40? Yeah.
40's pretty damn good.
And they did a concert. Matt Kearney came out and did a concert for it. They do the big surplus sale.
And now they do a baseball game with it. They kind of make it an all-Oregon athletics, like, all-day
fair. And they do a big recruiting trip for that. So,
I guess
they made it a big environment.
What has changed about... Well, I guess, okay, I answered my own question before I even asked it, but the idea of people poaching players just because, because we've always had spring games.
Yeah.
And so you're always showcasing your players.
Yeah, but it's different.
But now they can jump into, like, they can jump into the portal in the fall.
The portal. There's a portal that opens right after spring.
Oh, so, right after. Okay, yeah. Not the fall.
So the idea is like let's say I'm a sophomore receiver and I have a nice little spring, but I'm playing behind three NFL guys, right? And I'm like, well, God, I'm going to be the fourth or fifth guy. But all of a sudden, I look at spring. And some other coach looks at that on the Big Ten Network and says, hey, man, that kid's pretty good.
Or I even think about like a quarterback who's not going to be a starter for that team. And someone else goes, you know what? We've got some money. We could bring him in. He could compete for our job.
Yeah. So I think that that tends to be the wisdom, because most people now aren't, like when I went to BYU, we actually did a split squad like scrimmage. Offense, we didn't do special teams, but it was offense, defense, and it was a full game. Most people now aren't doing that. It's more of a controlled environment, and they want some situational football. So what kind of advantage you get versus the idea of tipping hand and coming up with depth charts. Like if you get a kid that realizes that he's not going to be the starter or he gets beat out, is that kid looking somewhere else? Are other schools looking to poach? I see where schools are coming from when it comes to canceling this, but if you're a school like Oregon, Ohio State, maybe, although Texas canceled, I would think that that's less, that doesn't scare you quite as much, but it's probably just an individual coach thing.
Yeah, all right. Well, good on him, Dr. Lanning.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Lanning does not seem to be a guy that is concerned about much of this kind of, I don't know what you would say, just a lot of the new world problems that coaches complain about. He doesn't seem like the type, like with the seeding thing, right? And having to play Ohio State, he's the one guy, and God bless him for this, he's the one guy associated with that program that I never heard once say anything about having to play Ohio State. He was like, no, absolutely, let's go.
Well, Altman with all the travel.
Yeah.
He didn't complain either.
Nope.
Look at the Ducks.
I appreciate it. It's one of my favorite parts about Coach
I think
Lanning.
Their fans do, too. It's refreshing to not have someone bitching all the time.
Yeah.
When is the spring game? Do we know?
426, 427, something like that. Last Saturday of April.
And remember, spring practice isn't it's not even linear anymore. It used to be you went. Now it's like you play a couple, you have a couple days, and you take a couple days off, and then there's a spring break in the middle of it. And, it's just... The spring ball in general is evolving and changing into something else.
So he mentioned the quarterback situation.
Yeah, never went and got one.
Yeah, they didn't, did they?
No.
So they got Dante Moore, Novosad. Who else is in there?
They got a couple of the younger guys that are in there, too.
We got Akili Smith Jr.
Oh, that's right.
He'll be a freshman. And
Luke
then who's
Moga
the other one?
Is another guy?
Is it Mago?
Luke Moga.
Yeah, Luke Moga. He's a redshirt freshman. He was there. And then, again, the new kids coming
in. So there's
in,
four of them?
There's three right now, and then I believe Akili Smith will be there.
He's already there. He started practicing with him for Rose Bowl, so he's there. And then I think there'll be like a fifth, probably local kid, like a Sheldon or something like
that. But everyone seems to the whispers down there is that they are very, very high on Dante Moore, and that it may be one of the reasons they didn't go to the portal. And to be honest with you, when you look around the quarterback portal, it was not a strong class. I think had there been a big quarterback that was out there, I think Oregon may have dipped their toe in the water, but when you look around the transfer quarterbacks, like Carson Beck ended up going to Miami, but there just wasn't the movement at the quarterback position that we have seen the last couple years.
Well, Ewers, but he went pro.
He went pro. But Mekhi Hughes is the running back from Tulane, and buckle up. That will be the next great Oregon running back. And they got the two best tackles in the portal, the one Isaiah World from Nevada and the other kid from Texas State. Really two big areas where they were like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? They were filled with the best portal kids that you could go get.
Yeah, the other one that's drawn rave reviews is the safety they got from Purdue, the Dylan Thineman. He graded out as one of the very best defensive backs in all of college football last year, and they're already saying good things about him.
And Bear Alexander will be along the defensive front to help replace because you lose Birch, Caldwell, and Harmon. I think that there's still some guys there, but if I had to look at one position I say should take a step backwards, that's a lot of production to replace. That was a very, very good defensive line.
Don't look now, but your BYU Cougars are only down 13.
Do I need to flip back over from this Red Wings game?
Well, there's a little energy in the building. Little energy in the building.
You only have to cover 7.5.
Tell you what, there's a lot of energy in this building because you know who's warming up right now.
He's ready to
go. To speed walk the 40 is Joey Harrington. Can he walk? I almost said run.
There will be no running.
Can he walk? Yeah, because you're our judge.
I'm making sure of this.
A sub 10 second 40. He claims he can.
1 foot must remain on the ground at all times.
I'm sorry. I want to run. Find out next. Joey in studio on The Fan. Here's Buck.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, the suspense is over. It took him 2 hours to warm up. There is a little bit of controversy.
There was controversy.
And that was put to bed.
Joey Harrington in studio. He did just walk the 40.
He's slightly out of breath.
Now,
I'm not sweating, but I'm glowing.
Well, he did take
kind
off.
Of like your head right now, like a little dew.
Well, he did come in a jacket and a sweater. And
a sweatshirt.
Quarter zip?
It's a hooded sweatshirt. Why are you always trying to?
That's a quarter zip.
It's a Nike hooded sweatshirt.
That's a quarter zip. He's going Peyton Manning. All I know is the jacket and the quarter zip came off. After the second 40, there was exertion.
Yeah.
Well, if I know anything about competitive people, they don't want to fail.
No.
And Joey Harrington, on The Fan, moments ago, did not fail. He did it, ladies and gentlemen. He walked the 40 in under 10 seconds.
Crushed it.
He really did. The first one was close. We have to tell you, the video is up.
Yeah.
If you guys want to check it out, it's up at 1080 The Fan on Twitter. It's up on YouTube. It's up on the Insta, wherever we have stuff.
The Instacart? You guys Instacart out here?
I think so. Yeah. It's there.
Okay, so let's go ahead and call, like, this guy over here.
Suk.
Yes, I was thinking of some sort of like East German, like, you know, judge.
Sven, well, Sven is it?
Yeah, like what was the name? He called me out on the first one.
He
said there was a moment. What were you saying? Halfway through.
Look, bottom line is this: when we're taking this seriously, this was not going to be a jogged 40 or a yog. Could be a soft J. And I told the quarterback kid over here, in order to walk, and I looked this up, Olympic rules, 1 foot has to be on the ground at all times. You cannot have both feet leave the ground. And about halfway through the first 40, he turned into that I have to go to the bathroom shuffle run that we've all done. Both feet
were... Once you hit 40, you know that.
Yeah, both feet were coming off the ground. And even though he beat the 10-second, I had to raise the red flag.
So the time on the first one was 9.9.
Yes.
9.92.
9.92, just under.
Yeah.
But...
the integrity was not there.
Yeah, the whole office was buzzing.
Yes.
Was it a run? Was it a walk?
People were throwing O's. And look, most people would have given him the pass, not me. I'm taking
this.
Well,
you were the official
judge. I was the official, and believe me, I was down there. I was looking. I was getting low so I could get a nice point of view there, and I saw both heels come off the ground, so I had to say something.
I got to tell you, Joey, once you walked the 9.92,
yeah,
and it was deemed unofficial because you technically ran,
yeah,
I didn't think there was any way you were getting under 10.
No, the odds were stacked against
you. What did you switch up?
Well, so there was... a very friendly young woman working in the at the starting line there.
Yes, the sales department.
The sales department.
Yeah.
And she says, you need to have longer strides.
Oh.
It's like, oh.
Coach.
Okay. So if I lengthen this, because we were working off of the golf stride.
We stepped it off.
We stepped, right? Out of curiosity, we both kind of stepped it off to see how accurate our golf yard steps. And I was apparently shorting, you know, so I lengthened the stride a little bit on the second. But I'm going to be honest. I was surprised at the 9.46 or something, or 9.4.
No, I think it was a
9.4 flat.
That's burning the track up right there. Burning. And by the way, that was a legit walk.
Professional speed walker.
I didn't want to disqualify you a second time, but I wasn't letting it slide.
You know, you got to call a spade, especially, you know, BYU honor code.
Right.
You know.
Well, you said you were going to be able to do this last week.
I said I was curious whether I was going to be able to do it.
Okay. Well, we didn't think you were going to be able to do it. And we tested it. So we measured. So we did it inside the office because it was raining.
Yeah.
So we have a nice big office here, and we measured with a tape measure, very official. And then we walked it off, and we were pretty close, but the tape measure made it official. So it was exactly 120 feet. And when I did it before, while you were in the training room, getting a massage.
Heat pack.
Yeah.
Heat pack. A heat and stem to, you know, I had to activate the glutes.
There was a lot of stretching and dynamic.
Well, I'm 46 now, dude, all right? I got hurt sleeping the other night. I woke up and I was like, I hurt myself while I was sleeping. I'm not going to pop an Achilles doing this thing.
So I walked a 12.6.
Yeah.
What? Boy,
Yeah. And I thought, I don't think he's going to do it. Lo and behold, the athlete in you comes out.
The competitive fire came out.
Pretty amazing. Are these the best conditions you've ever competed athletically in?
Well, for 40 walking, it'd probably have to be the best. I mean, the ideal conditions.
Yeah.
It's like you know, walking a 40 in a dome versus walking a 40 at Lambeau. Like, there are certain things to, you know, certain things that make it more, what's the word I'm looking for? Pleasurable.
Yeah.
Pleasant.
I was legitimately concerned because I sat there and I was like, what if, because you're coming off the bad knee.
Okay.
And when you have a bad knee, it leads you to limp to the other side.
Correct.
Right?
Which is why that's where the hip, you know, I woke up the other morning and I was like, I'm fully incapacitated.
So just when I saw him actually stretching out his hip for real, all I thought was, because everyone in the office is like, what are you guys doing? I said, it's so dumb. You don't want to know. I said, just accept the fact that what we're doing is moronic. And
it's radio gold is what it is.
I really did. I had like a pit in my stomach. I was like, what if in the middle of this, we hear the pop and, and just down he goes.
No way.
No way. Yes way. Yes. I have known people that have blown Achilles like walking. Mm-hmm. Like I had a buddy of mine whose wife was playing on pickleball. And he said she took one step, not an athletic step, just took a step and heard the clap, down you go. And I was terrified of seeing Joey just face plant and then having to explain, well, that's
Oregon legend Joey Harrington maimed at fans.
Can you imagine posting that video? Yes.
I was going to say that. You want to go viral?
There we go.
You're going viral.
And I said that would be the saddest, but also the most hilarious thing to ever happen in the history of this radio station.
So he did it.
He did it.
And as far as I know, that is the world's fastest speed walk 40. I mean, prove me wrong.
Yeah, prove me wrong.
9.4.
Yeah.
Man,
I'll really tell
you
what,
I'm not getting a 9.4.
You didn't do it. Rob did it, but you didn't.
We did the, and I was 11 something.
He's 11.33.
Okay. So we did it. And I'll tell you what, I don't think I'm shaving 2 seconds off of that.
Okay, well, let's think about this. Okay, 11.33 on a, it's not doubled length, but okay, walk versus run. So let's say like a doubled speed kind of thing, right? Yeah. So then you half, what's the 11.94 and 11.3 is 1.9. So you half that, and now we're looking at 0.9. So the difference between, that would be like a 4.3 and a 5.2 running 40 is kind of what I'm
saying.
I'm going
to trust you on that.
Do you see what I'm saying?
There's a lot of math there. And nothing,
no, I don't.
No, we see nothing, but I'm going to take it. Well, let's go with that. Yeah,
his would be between a 4.3 and a 5.2?
No, so what I was saying is like the difference between mine and his, right, would be like the difference. So like if you run a 4.4 versus, you know, a wide receiver runs a 4.4, an offensive lineman runs a 5.3, you know, it would be like a big difference, you know. So then if like you double the time because we're having the speed, right, then it's not that far off. I would expect you to be more in the 10.9 range.
When you ran your 40, like what, you were like a 4.5, 4.6 guy? No.
Do you ever watch me run?
Are you faster than Patrick Mahomes?
Hey, I've seen you run to the corner. When they at Autzen, they show the highlight of you in the corner, like balling out there.
Running?
No, well, you're catching.
That was stumbling. That's a full like forward stumble with like
it was an athletic stumble.
It was an effective unathletic stumble. I ran my best 40 at the combine, and I believe I was 4.86.
Hmm. All right,
that's about Mahomes, isn't it?
I don't remember what Mahomes
was. Mahomesian?
Mahomesian. Well, you look like an athletic guy. So I thought maybe, I thought maybe you were a 4.6, 4.7 guy. So you see quarterbacks are running. Although everyone's getting faster now.
Yeah. Oh.
The 40 times that like these dudes are putting up, it's just silly. Like, especially some of the linemen. You got guys that are like 315 pounds that are running like 4.9s.
Oh, watching like, what the hell? And this whole walking 40 came about from the combine conversation last week.
Yeah.
Watching some of those D linemen run the 40. Oh my God.
Yeah. They're unbelievable.
Oh my God. Like,
it's terrifying.
It is. That's exactly. I've told you this. I was standing on the field before the Big Ten championship game next to Mateo and Jordan Birch, just standing there and looking at them and saying they are absolutely terrifying. Yeah. I do not want. I'm so glad I'm not playing this game anymore.
Yeah, like, kind of a different archetype than when you played.
The size and the speed of these guys. So now they're not walking 9.4s, 9.4 flats.
Not like you.
Nope.
They're faster now than they used to be, and probably leaner. Right. So you had to face guys like, I'm trying to think. Who's the Packers guy? Who are the best pass rushers that you face
in the NFL?
Yeah.
Kevin Williams, Fat Pat. Pat and Kevin were really good in Dwight. Oh, I know who you're talking about. I mean, edge rushers. It was Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis and Javon Kearse. Yeah. And, I mean, that was the who's the Tampa Bay?
We had Simeon Rice.
Rice, uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, those were the edge rushers. But so imagine taking that frame, adding 40 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, they're bigger. Oh. Okay. See, I was thinking those guys, when you played, those same guys, were thicker but slower. So you're saying now they're not only faster, but they're bigger.
So let's look this up. I'm curious. I'm going to say that Javon Kearse played at...
I bet he played at 240.
I was going to say between 245 and 260.
Really, he was a real lean guy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know,
Javon Kearse, Simeon Rice, maybe at like 260.
They're saying Kearse, 265.
Okay.
And by the way, that may be a listed. I'm guessing that he played closer to 250.
Right. So those now these guys are like 280.
Yeah.
Coming off that edge with that same type of speed. It's just different.
Well, I tell people all the time, like, one of the big misnomers is people think corners and, like, safeties are small, especially corners. And I said, dude, you have no idea. Because you get a 205-pound cornerback now that runs 4.3. I promise you, that guy is a heat-seeking missile.
Mm-hmm.
You think they're small.
Yep.
Dude, 6'1 and 206 that runs 4.3, dude, that's not small.
Nope.
But there just isn't small people. I mean, occasionally you get a
Darren Sproles.
A Darren Sproles or something. But even Darren Sproles is built like a...
He had legs like a tree trunk.
Yeah. You know, they get guys squatting 500 pounds, but it just... The guys that you see out there now, I just feel like every, 5 to 10 years, there's just a new wave that just is bigger, stronger, faster, and it just keeps... Yeah.
People just keep breaking barriers, like walking the 40 yes, in under 10 seconds.
Yes. I mean, but people didn't think it could be done.
They didn't. The and people yet, being you two.
Can I also say, too, that I think one of the advantages, the aerodynamic hair. He came in high and tight with a slick back.
I got a haircut the other day, and she cleaned it up for our trip. Yeah, for the video, yeah. And then we, walking through the rain, and it just kind of,
Look, there was a buzz from the ladies at the sales crew that was talking about the strides and throwing the O. The moment you left, the first conversation that happened was, boy, he's got great hair. And I said, yeah, that's big time hair right there.
I've said it. It's I got the hair from Valerie Harrington. Yeah. We got the idea for walking the 40 from Mike Harrington. So, we just got all sorts of.
Best of both worlds.
There you go.
Mahomes ran a 4.8.
Flat?
Yep.
Damn it.
4.8 flat. do you ever, one quick question before we take a break. Do you ever, I don't know exactly when the rules changes, but I was thinking about facing these guys and thinking, these guys that you're talking about, these pass rushers, and thinking, thank God they protected the quarterback more so in recent years.
Oh, yeah.
Did you benefit from that? Or, because I don't know the exact years, or did you just basically get your ass kicked by those guys?
They changed the rule. They started changing the rules when Tom tore his ACL in 2004?
Something like that.
So you were in the league.
Mm-hmm. But that was the first, and the only thing that you, the first rule change was you couldn't go low.
Yeah.
Because they went low on Tom and he tore his ACL. Right. So that was the first rule change and really the only one that I saw the effects of.
Okay.
Because now after a while you couldn't touch the head at all. And then it turned into you can't throw down and then it turned into
body weight. You can't.
That one's crazy.
It really is look, I'm not saying it's easy. I mean, you've watched that quarterback show and you see like Kirk Cousins. I mean, you take some licks, but it's just not. It's never been safer. You can't eliminate the injury from the game, but it's never been safer to play that position.
I'll tell you, I still remember Jerome McDougal came on a TE, wrapped around. He went body weight, and my sternum went, ouch.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. That may be the most that people just don't realize.
Yeah.
Getting hit like that and then having it, because it's not like they fall on you. They know what they're doing. They drive into you, and it is a... It's just it's no good.
And they also like kick you in the head when they're getting up. Oh, sorry, or like knee you on accident in the spleen.
Well, when you watch old 80s and 90s stuff, watch like the Jim Burtz and the Leonard Marshalls and the one on Joe Montana. And I remember Tim Green, who was a terrifyingly large human being for the Green Bay Packers.
Tim Green.
I think it's Tim Green.
I was thinking of Mean Joe Green.
97. He picks up Jim McMahon. You can see it. It basically. It altered Jim McMahon's career. Jim McMahon threw the ball, is standing there like 2 seconds after the play, and he goes and picks him up and like literally dumps him on his shoulder and his head. And he gets a 15-yard penalty, and that's about it. Dude, he would be thrown out of the league. But that was like, it was just a different time.
Oh, I know we got to go break, but the other rule change that they've done is after you throw an interception, you can't target after the quarterback anymore. Yeah. I threw a pick. Actually, I think I threw four picks that day at Chicago, but I threw one to one of the DBs who had a name that was a color. It was either brown or gray or green or something like that. And I start chasing after it, and it was Lance Briggs and Brian Urlacher. Ooh. And who was the D lineman from Oklahoma?
Tommy Harris.
Tommy Harris.
Oh, my God.
And the three of them went like V formation straight at me, and I was like,
"Flying
ducks." Exactly. I was like, "I mean, someone's gonna eat this one, and it's either me in the turf, or I'm going low and I'm going to get a 15-yard penalty. So I went low. Yeah. Oh, I did it. I bit the bullet and said, you know what? I went low. I blew up the pile. I stopped the play. He didn't score, but got myself a 15-yard.
They've eliminated all that now. Like, because it's the same thing. Back in the day when you threw an interception, if you were an O-lineman and you'd been talking S to someone all game, that was payback time. So you'd get a DB. That was me at Florida State. I got knocked unconscious. I'd been talking S to Tay Cody. And we threw an interception at the end of the half, and he knocked me unconscious. And you can't do any of that anymore. Like, no one can get blindsided. But, yeah, back in the day, interceptions were headhunting. The defense would turn around and be like, whoever you had an issue with, I'm going to go find that guy, and he's not going to see me coming, and I'm going to put him into next Tuesday.
Now I'd just walk a 9-4 flat 40 away from it.
Yeah, it's a historic day here at the Fan.
It is.
And we will back to wrap it up with Joey Harrington next, courtesy of Mods PDX on the Fan.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're back with Speed Walker 40 champion.
Extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire Esquire.
Esquire. We never did solve that, did we? We did. It's a lawyer.
A lawyer.
So I'm not technically an Esquire. No. Yeah. I can be extraordinaire, though.
New world champion, Joseph Harrington. 9.4. He did it. He speed walked the 40 here in the office. Fast track, I might add. Yeah. Nice hardwood.
It was. Yeah, and it was a bouncy.
Well, but it's tough because it's half hardwood, half concrete. Yeah. So, I mean, look, we didn't make it easy. He also did it in jeans and high tops. So.
But he did it. If you want to see the video, it's on Twitter or YouTube or wherever you get your Fan content. We put it up there. It's I tell you what, 9.4 is nasty.
Yeah.
It's nasty. Yeah.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Felt good.
What do we do next? What's the next?
Ice. Ice, that's what we do. And then I go stretch.
Is there anything else? Because the big, like, four at the combine, right?
Okay.
It's the 40, yep. The bench, the vert.
You were saying, you said you still do the bench test every once in a while.
I do every now and then. At the end of a workout, I'll get a wild hair and see
so
what.
And so 225, you throw on 225, and you put it up how many times?
At the end of workouts, I can get 25 to 27 at the end of a workout. So
you can put up 225 pounds 25 to 27 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did it once.
Like one time, like now or then?
Like both. At one time, I did it once.
Ah.
I benched 225. Actually, I got 230.
Hey.
One time.
That's tasty right there.
Because the strength coach, he's like, you got this stupid mental block. So he was spotting me. And as he's spotting, he takes two and a halves and he just slid them on the side. And I got up. I was like, yes, that was awesome. I got 225. He's like, actually, you got 230. I put them on there. I was like, you are amazing.
See? But that's, I think. And then that's probably the only three.
There's the three-cone drill?
Three-cone drill, broad jump might be the other one.
Yeah, I'm not jumping anything right now. I'm still not cleared for impact.
So I'm not certain what other
vertical
combine activities jump, we could do.
Throwing, 40.
Yeah.
I feel like the vert would be bad.
Yeah, the vert. Like,
we could blow out an Achilles.
Let's go do it right now.
I'm not comfortable doing anything that's is why, as an old man, like the bench press is easy because it's a very simple movement. Anything that's explosive, or as Dan Lanning likes to call it, twitchy.
Yeah.
No. We're
not doing it.
I've reached old manness where I can do old man. You ever see that Rocky movie where like he's old and like he's like. He goes, we're just going to go.
Is it a new Rocky?
Yeah, like the last Rocky they did. And he's talking about training him. And he goes, we can't run because your knees are shot. You can't spar because of this. So he's like, we're just going to do old school lifting things. That's like the only thing I can do anymore. Because there's no twitch. There's nothing explosive. It's just old man strength. If you're asking me to do anything remotely explosive, it's a guaranteed injury. Guaranteed.
I'm really, like, if we did a vertical.
Oh, no.
I could land on my left leg. I could just not land on my right knee.
This is going to be great.
Yeah, don't do this.
I think we
Why
should.
Why not?
Let's go.
Because I just.
The vert or the broad, which one's worse?
Oh, the broad jump would be worse. Because broad jump's I can't worse? Land
oh,
on,
you can't land.
I can't land on one leg on the broad
jump. What was your vert at the 40? At the combine.
My vertical? I'm going to say 32.
Yeah, it's not. So you were right in the middle of the road as far as athleticism for quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Nothing great, nothing bad.
No. I mean, I wasn't fast. I was quick. Yeah. I had a good shuttle time.
Yeah.
You know, I was quick in a small space, but
32.
Yeah,
says internet.
Says, and the internet's always right.
Yeah. Well, like, I've always been fascinated. I'm a bit of a draft junkie. I kind of like digging into some of the science behind it. And I will, for the life of me, never understand why GMs are so obsessed with finding athletes to play quarterback. I know it's good to have an athletic quarterback, but the number of times we go down the road of that guy's a great athlete, but he's a bad quarterback, so let's draft him anyways. I do not understand that. It just, we're so obsessed with athleticism in football, and I feel like quarterback's the one position where I don't need a great athlete.
Yeah, but doesn't Josh Allen kind of like throw that in the, like, hey, that guy's a great athlete, but he completed like 41% of his passes in college.
I'll tell you
Let's draft him anyway.
That is like, if you're drafting based on the outlier of outliers, because for every Josh Allen, I will give you 1,000 Jake Lockers or Anthony Richardsons or guys that literally just were not good college quarterbacks. But they were great athletes, and we're like, we're going to do it. Jalen Milroe is going to get drafted in the third round, maybe the second. And if you watch Jalen Milroe play, he's an objectionably bad quarterback at college. And if you're a bad quarterback at college, I'm fascinated at the idea that we'll just turn you into a great quarterback in the NFL.
Well, it's because they probably had, you know, good verticals, and that was, probably had a better vertical.
Yeah, what does a vertical and a broad jump have to do with playing quarterback?
Well, when Jerome McDougal comes on that TE and goes at your sternum, you can jump over him. That's what they're hoping you'll do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to turn your time into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay.
We'll see what they say.
Okay.
I wonder if this is, and I'm being serious here, I wonder if this is the fastest walked 40 by a former first-round NFL quarterback.
It's got to be.
So there are like, not just Guinness Book of World Records, but, like, there are, like, other world record, like, official things.
Yeah.
And I do hold a world record.
Do you?
I do. I can't remember what the company was, but it was when I had just retired and was walking. I was walking back to the apartment, and there were a bunch of people in the street. And it turns out it was Wieden and Kennedy days, or the celebration where they always, like, Founders Day. That's what it was. And so all the Wieden and Kennedy people were out, like, doing these things. So I was like, "What in the hell is going on?" They said, "We're all trying to break world records. Would you be a part of ours?" I was like, "All right, cool. What are you doing? They said, "We're trying to make the longest office chair train pulled by a motorcycle." And if we can have you on an office chair with a keyboard, we could be the longest office chair train pulled by a motorcycle, caboosed by a former NFL quarterback playing Chariots of Fire on a keyboard. That
never happened.
Is my world record.
Amazing.
Do you get a certificate for that? Because I would frame the hell out of it.
I did not get a certificate, but I have run into people at Wieden who say you are still in the record book for that specific record.
That's amazing.
Thank you. I think today,
you guys, unbelievable.
The fastest walked 40 by a former first round NFL quarterback. I believe that we've done that.
What about this? Let's get wild. What if, do you remember the old ice bucket challenge?
Oh, God. Yeah.
This is an idea for your charity.
A 40 walk? Yeah.
Yes. Hashtag your quarterback buddies.
Yeah.
We've got the video.
Yeah. Send your blood's so looking at you.
Send it to him and say, "Hey, man, let's go viral. Speed walk the 40.
Yeah.
Beat this, bitch.
Let's see what's up." I like the end. Hashtag bitch.
Hashtag beat this, bitch. What do you think about that?
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either.
On a list of things that I hate, that's not on it.
No. I just want to see all these quarterbacks now walking. I want to see a bunch of 50-year-old quarterbacks speed walking.
The little shoulder waddle.
And you know there's going to be – you guys, you have a competitive – I saw getting ready for that.
There is
a competitive nature in you that came out during that walk.
Okay, who is going to be – I don't think Bledsoe could break a 10. I don't. No way. Not a chance. I think – I don't think Leftwich could break a 10.
I don't know if he could break a 10 when he was playing.
Exactly.
Mike Vick.
Mike would break a 9. Yeah. Mike could break a 9. Yeah. I'm trying to think of guys. Matt Ryan, he'd break a 10. Mm-hmm. But he's still got some youth on him.
Yeah, he's
guys
yeah, he's,
that I Rick Martin, Tim oh Matt Hasselbeck, I think Matt could break a 10. Carson Palmer, I think he could break a 10.
This needs to happen.
You know?
Let's get it started.
Palmer's got to be. He's got some wear and tear on him.
Carson? Did you call him Arnold?
No.
You called him Arnold.
Oh, I call him Arnold?
Yeah.
Sorry. I was thinking,
Arnold's dead.
Carson Palmer's got some injuries. I don't think Arnold's breaking 10.
No.
Maybe we roll. He's kind of a... Have a roll down the hill sort of situation.
You know the policy here at school? You know, dig up your grandpa, we'll dig up your daughter. Roll his own bones on down here.
Well, I think you could raise a bunch of money for your charity and get that done.
Yeah.
I think you should get that. And we'll help you.
I like this.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What
Thank
a great day for
it's
the fan.
It's a beautiful day.
What
Watching
a great
a
champion
day.
Compete is,
yeah.
It's awe-inspiring.
We witnessed greatness today.
We did. Yeah. And you can't hate it. It's like watching Duke basketball.
That's right.
Like, you appreciate it. You may not like the institution, but you respect the effort that went. Like, he was slapping the floor getting ready for this.
Well, if you'd like to see the video of Joey walking the 40 in under 10 seconds, it is there.
Yes, we did.
It's on Twitter or YouTube and all the fan... Yeah, I don't know.
It's good to see you guys in person again.
Yeah, thanks. How are we looking? We looking old?
Pretty dang good, not gonna lie. You got the you got the Silver Fox working and he still looks like he could bench 225 25 times.
Yeah. It's just old.
We're aging well.
There you go.
Like a fine wine.
It's more like old bread, but still
moldy bread.
Moldy bread.
Actually, that sounds kinda good. I may go pour myself a drink.
Thanks, Joey. Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. The club is next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.